Yeah, Larry and Cara, what a feeling. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim here at Classic Hits. And what a feeling, because we're free. We're out and about.
Free!
No more padded cell.
No, we're out and about. Where are we?
Calm down, man. Oh,
sorry,
you're screaming
to fix me.
At me.
Mike, oh, sorry, am I? Am I really loud in your head? That's a good sign.
Anyway, yeah, no, we're out. We're free for a Friday. It's fantastic. We've been let out of our little padded cell.
We're around by Mountjoy Square in a place called Shine, a place that supports people with mental health issues.
Yeah.
It's
a birthday. They're celebrating their birthday. It's a 40th birthday. Somebody's already brought flowers. Fantastic.
Flowers is the first thing he looks at. He's totally ignored a huge tub of heroes and a load of jellies by saying
look
flowers.
Look, it's early, right?
So I'm
still on my first coffee, in fairness. I was going to get around to the heroes and the other chocolates and massive bags of Haribo. Haribo, fantastic. PJ's in his element now.
Haribo for breakfast.
He's been looking around for jelly and ice cream.
You get those little fried egg ones. It's perfect for breakfast. Absolutely perfect for a breakfast.
Yeah, so it's a 40th birthday celebration today for Shine, and that's where we're based for the day. So all the regular bits and pieces on the way as usual, like when we're out and about, we'll have the hit bit and the breakfast table quiz and all of that. We'll have our final Winterfest song of the week.
Oh yeah, of course.
I don't know what that is yet.
No,
you see, John back at base.
It doesn't matter. I haven't known them the last few days. It doesn't matter.
Well, even when I tell you, you haven't known them.
Exactly. It's the point I'm making. I didn't know then, and I probably won't know after you tell me either.
Right, so all of that stuff is still going on, and of course, if you want to get us on the old WhatsApp, 087-188-0008, also a very significant day for very bad reasons. I mean, normally Fridays, there's nothing you can do that would make Friday a bad day.
That's true, yeah, what's going on now?
Except then some sort introduces a Liverpool jersey into
this. Yeah, of course, it's your forfeit weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, this
so
weekend.
So, that'll happen here.
Oh, wait, you see this thing. This is outrageous. Even Liverpool
now, can I just point out early doors, right? I'm putting a marker down, okay? This is for example purposes only, right? The actual one is at home, okay? But Mike wanted photographs. So it's an actual one. No, I have the one at home.
This is the one.
It is, and that's not even. I tell you, even Liverpool fans wouldn't let you wear that.
Exactly, that's the point. So you'll be even more humiliated than
we hoped. No, there's a line above which I will not go. And that is it.
We will be talking about this. He's wearing that if that's the last thing.
You're not even going to be in the country. You'll have
that's
no control
not the
over
point.
It.
It's knowing your suffering is what makes it count. Makes it happy.
Anyway, that's still to come as well a bit later on. So, as I say, if you want to give us a shout, please feel free. 087-188-0008. Live from Shine this morning, celebrating 40 years. It is Classic Hits. Survivor, Eye of the Tiger here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. That'll put you in good Friday form.
Always
good rocky
does.
Tune for you.
Yeah. I mean, that'll cheer anyone up.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't like Rocky, there's something
seriously wrong.
Not happy.
Anyway, listen, we're out and about today. Of course, we are here live from Shine, from their Dublin offices, because they have offices and centres all over the country, of course. I was told there a second ago, 23 of the 26 counties.
Oh, is it 23?
Did you know that?
There you go. No, I didn't
know.
Well,
I knew that.
There's a lot
that.
I didn't know coming here this morning.
Anyway, that's where we are, as we're celebrating 40 years. Shine, of course, supporting people affected by mental ill health, and that's where we'll be through the morning. But as I say, all the regular bits and pieces going on. We're about to do the birthdays with PJ. He needs one more day, right? You've two in the bag. He needs one more for a little jolly that he has planned for next week.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
Don't you?
I do, yeah. I do, yeah. Because I'm gone. Hopefully gone. Disappeared, yeah.
Yeah. See that? It's the only people. I tell you something, but who was the only. I'm just thinking now. Who's the only person that hasn't been off? Tara's always off.
Yeah.
You're always off.
I am not.
Oh,
I'm
always here. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's your own fault.
You do, right.
He gets annual leave. He just won't take it.
He prefers to
grumble about. You know, I don't even use me holiday. He's like that kid in school who we used to boast about not coming in.
I know where to go
when the rest of us were mitching.
Right. Okay. Celebrity birthdays. Here we go. First one for you is going to be a good one, right? Because it's a Dubs legend.
Right. Yeah.
None other than Paddy Cullen.
Ah. Yeah. Okay.
From the day where you could have a pint at half time, and I'm talking about the players.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that was great. I used to love those days when you come out, they'd score a point and then come back and someone would try to pass them the ball straight away and they'd be like, stop, have a stitch.
Yeah.
And they'd be thrown away, bending over.
Well, I have to
feeling
run,
sick and
I
all.
Have to run for all of it.
Yeah, give me a smoke, I'm gasping.
Lads would be shouting at Paddy Cullen, here, you go out, I'll get in goal for a minute.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
I'm wrecked.
I'll give it an L, yeah. Here, I've been doing the squats. What are squats? Yeah, those are great times. Yeah. When you tried once a week or something. Do you know
well,
that
was that was a legendary side.
It was, yeah. That's the
first
side, really.
I was just going to say, that's the first side I really remember as a kid.
Yeah, the Hefo's army and all that shit. Yeah. When you used to, you know, yes, you have spies going around Marino and everything, making sure that the lads weren't sneaking into the pubs during the week and everything.
Well, I'd say they were useless.
Yeah, well,
I just tried to keep Jimmy Keaveney of a boozer.
But this is it. Jimmy Keaveney apparently knew which ones they were going to, so he'd do a ring around. He'd be like one step ahead the whole time. So there's all these brilliant rumors of
that. That makes so much sense.
Yeah, it does.
Right, anyway, go on, Paddy Cullen then. Dubs legend.
Paddy Cullen, like, jeepers, it's hard. So, like, that was the 80s, really, wasn't it?
Yeah.
64.
75,
oh,
man.
God, I should have known that.
75.
I should have been more... I should have.
So does that mean it was more the 70s? Was it late 70s? I thought, no.
Well, yeah, 77 was the first win. So there you go, yeah.
Right, okay, let's try this one. Action hero Jean-Claude Van Damme. Oh, the old muscles from Brussels.
The naffest man that ever lived, in fairness to him. And he knows it too. That's what I like. I like the way he knows he's naff and he doesn't shy away from it.
No. You know, talk about embracing it. Those Coors ads.
Took the words right out of me bottle.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, no, they're really like, I don't know, the mullet, the head, the terrible acting.
Loafers.
I imagine loafers
with white socks.
And I'd love to have seen the attack. When they approached him for that ad, they must have gone, you know the way you made a career being brutal at acting?
Yeah, yeah.
And he must have, what? Yeah, well, we're going to give you loads of money if you do it again.
Yeah.
What about the kung fu? No.
What? When did he turn into Borat?
That's a very good impression, I thought. What about the kung fu? No, not how he talks.
Oh my God. Jean-Claude Van Borat there. So, yeah. Yeah. Once again, PJ's legendary impression.
What about the kung fu? Yeah, that's the way he talks. So I'd say he's a 63.
Well, a bit better. 59.
All right, okay.
59. And listen, what about this one again? Talk about going back to your childhood. This is a bit like a Paddy Cullen one for you. And I know you're not normally a tennis fan, but this one you will remember.
Right.
Martina Navratilova.
How could you not remember?
How could you not know her?
First male champion of the female team ever. That's why it was terrible, the slag she used again.
It was
brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh, and she was such a character in the game. Like, that was when tennis was real tennis, when she was out there doing her thing. Her and Mac and Rowan, Jimmy Connors and all of them.
And there was great rivalry. I suppose there's great rivalries now with them, Federer and Nadal and Djokovic and all that. But back then it was much better.
The rock star
era. And then it was Navratilova and your woman. Who was her kind of big competition back then? Was it the Bond girl?
Well, I don't know. Steffi Graf came after, didn't he?
Chris Evert Lloyd. Was it her?
Oh, was she before again? I don't know.
Okay, anyway,
I don't
whatever.
Know. No one cared. She was like, she was the Venus Williams of her time. They just lined them up and she slayed them all.
Yeah, it was great. I used to love her when I was a kid.
Yeah, she was brilliant. Playing all.
Great bloke.
Big specs and all. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Later on, yeah, that's right. She was sort of like the Nana Mouskouri
of tennis. She'd out there, she'd lash you out of it with an ace and then turn around and go, I dreamed a dream of days gone by. I got to say, she's not young anymore. She's like, she's like 66.
Oh, not bad. 63. Oh, 63, right, okay. That's a bit better. Right, have we time? What time is it? What time is it? 20 past 6. Have we time to do the rest of it, would you say?
Will you lash in three more? I can't see a machine, so I don't
right,
really know.
Right, here, we'll lash in three more,
right,
okay? We'll blame John if we're late.
Yeah,
right.
Deadly.
Right,
that's
okay, good. So let's go back to the Dubs, right? But this time it's modern dub star. A man you have a great story about, Jack McCaffrey. One time player of the year, a very recently player of the year.
Last year, wasn't he player of the year? Yeah, that was brilliant. With Damien Farrelly.
That's right.
Me and Damien Farrelly. Damien had this thing after the Dubs won the Sam Maguire.
Yeah.
A few years ago now, I think it was 2011 maybe. I can't remember. And he was like, oh yeah, I had to get a picture now. Darren Brogan for the missus. She does love Darren Brogan. Yes, she does. Packing spuddies. What? Oh. And we went down and he had the clue when the players were. And he gets Jack McCaffrey, runs up to him, hands him a camera, goes, there, young fella, you wouldn't take a picture there of me. Thanks very much. It was brilliant.
Young fella.
Hey there, young fella. You wouldn't. He thought it was just some young lad in a jersey trying to get his hands in the Sam Maguire.
Oh, it was very just a random fan.
So I was there, just Jack McCaffrey. He's there. Who's that? No. It's like player of the year. He's like, oh, gee, was it? Oh, yeah. And he didn't mind, though. He loved the young fella. Gave him his buddies. Right, so I say.
So he's still in his pump.
He is, yeah, sure. He's like, you know, still qualifying as a doctor and all that crack. He's only a young lad. He's 28.
Oh, 26.
Ah, 26. Okay,
26.
Right.
Right, let's go back to one of your other sports then. One of your something you genuinely admit to loving. Boxing legend Evander Holyfield.
Oh, Evander Holyfield. Yeah, what a character he is. Well, yeah. He was the first man to really topple Tyson, really. He's got his ear gobbled by Tyson.
I was just
going to
say, is he the ear
yeah.
character?
He is the ear.
Tyson.
Tyson took a bite out of his ear.
I know. Yeah.
And like, he took two bites in that fight. Everyone forgets about the first bite. He had to go first.
On what? On his shoulder or something?
No, on his ear.
Oh, it was wild, wasn't it?
Yeah, and he goes, he's trying to eat my ear. And the referee just kind of goes, yeah, whatever, as if. And then he took it off. Like an old mad dog. He took it off the side of his head. And Holyfield, I got to say, Holyfield is 60. No, he's 57.
Yes, he is.
Ah, there you
57.
Go.
57. It's a shame we've only one left, but still. It's Sam Allardyce. Big Sam.
Sam. Big Sam.
Big Sam is celebrating his birthday. Do you know that he once managed to Limerick?
I didn't know that.
Limerick FC, apparently.
Did he?
Yeah. Among his many clubs, apparently Sam Allardyce was once manager of Limerick FC. So one of the Limerick listeners is probably able to confirm
just
that.
Saying, there's been a bit of a scandal there just recently. I wouldn't say... No, oh, no. but Big Sam, wasn't he his crook, wasn't he?
That was well, there was the English thing.
Yeah, he got...
Remember, he lost the England job because of... He was like a sting, like a journalist sting.
Isn't
or something.
Not right, yeah. Because they found stuff, was it from back in his Bolton days or something? Or they're saying, offered him loads of money in holidays or something like that. I couldn't remember what the transfer thing. I can't remember what it was.
I don't think it was that serious. I think, because lots of people came out and said, look, this is a bit of a storm in the teacup. You know what I mean? Like, does he have to lose his England job over this? Yeah, I can't remember what exactly it was, but
he is. He does have a touch of the craze off or something. That's what I'm telling you that now. He does look. He'd be great.
Do you not think
very well cast in a Guy Ritchie movie?
Do you not think himself and he's just another version of Harry Redknapp? Do you not think they're just a little bit kind of? I know they hate being called wheeler dealers and all that.
No, but the two of them are both. Harry Redknapp would look good in a Cray movie
well,
as
actually,
well.
Yeah, he would.
You know, he'd be a real
he'd
proper,
work. He'd work in it.
See you. I'm gonna. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll send you to the corner flag forever, mate. I've got to say, he's 63.
Not bad, 65.
Oh, yeah,
65.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Right, so that's it. You're going to have to...
Got nothing today.
You're going to have to deal with just the 2 days off.
Well,
you're actually going to have to use one of your holiday days.
They're used. They're all gone. Give us one of yours. You don't use them anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I have a few. I'll lend you them. Anyway, listen, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. We are out and about today. We've escaped. We're out and about at Shine here in Dublin, one of the Dublin centres supporting people affected by mental ill health. You can give us a shout, though, even though we're out and about. 087-188-0008. Live on Classic Hits. Yeah, Queen, I Want to Break Free here at Classic Hits. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim out and about today. We're at Shine, their Dublin office. Actually, I must check out. Is it the Dublin office or one of the Dublin centres?
The
Dublin office.
We're in
Dublin,
not just any run-of-the-mill Dublin centre.
No, we're the heart of it.
The Dublin centre, you know. Of Shine today, because they're celebrating 40 years. It's their 40th anniversary today, supporting people affected by mental ill health. And of course, they've places all over the country.
23 of the 26, we were
told. Now you use that back at me.
Yeah, I was.
I'm
nicking his facts.
That was my
nicking
fact earlier on. Now he's taking it on me. Anyway, that's where we are today. But if you want to give us a shout, 087-188-0008, you can get us on WhatsApp. By the way, while I think of it, just to give you the heads up, the song you're listening for today, our Winterfest song, Forever Young Winterfest song, is Go West, Call Me.
How could you pick Go West and not have it be Gold? Oh, no, that's Spandau Ballet.
That's why I didn't.
Well, then, that makes sense then. There's no need to laugh at me. You could have just explained.
Right. So Go West and Call Me is the Forever Young Winterfest song today. So whenever you hear it, you just text or WhatsApp WIN and your details to 087-188-0008. Final qualifier with us. I said, well, actually, maybe there might be more through the course of the day, but then Damien hands out the prize
Damien
later
hands
on
it out, yeah.
This afternoon. So that's pretty cool.
So it's definitely our final qualifier, so you know what to do. I obviously don't, but whatever Jim said, do that. That's the thing to do. What Jim was talking about.
Go West and Call Me.
And you can text us in now from 23 of any of the 26 counties.
Yeah, use that. Keep going with that one. Keep going with that. And of course, the other stuff is here as well. We'll be playing the Breakfast Table Quiz. Actually, are we going to play in-house, Michael? What's the plan on the old Breakfast Table Quiz? In-house.
So oh, well, in here.
Case,
right,
in
so
that case there, if you're listening to us, well, tough break.
Tough break. Your chance is gone. You have to do it next week.
And Hitbit on the way as well a bit later on. And all the other bits and pieces too.
Yeah, so that's it.
Have you anything exciting lined up other than...
I do. I've a sausage roll here that you're keeping me away from.
I was just about
it's
to say...
It's lined up. It's literally lined up at the plate.
If you're listening to us, right, and you're getting the impression... God, PJ isn't saying much. He doesn't really have... It's not like him to sort of, you know, not interact. It's because he's literally...
Halfway
it's like,
through a sausage by guess.
He's giving me these eyes that go, will you shut up? Wrap it up, will you? Wrap it up. I'm trying to eat this.
Talk.
This is going cold.
This is what we're going to do today, is it? We're going to have a row.
Right, well then, forgive me. PJ, you get on with that. I'll let John play some music.
Oh, thanks very much. Cheers, John. Yeah. John, here, stick the record on, for God's sake.
Live from Classic Kids. There you go, that's Annie Lennox, of course, Walking on Broken Glass. We're going to play that especially for our very own Aisling, who's with us today. Fantastic. It's our theme song now. When she walks into a room, it plays now and everything.
11 stitches in her foot from Dancing on Broken Glass.
Yeah, we couldn't get one. We couldn't find a song that said Dancing on Broken Glass. But if we find one, that'll take over. But that's for you, Ash. Walking on Broken Glass. How many stitches?
Fantastic. 11 stitches. She gets to take them all out today.
Great.
With a Swiss Army knife. We're going to do it for her later.
PJ's actually volunteered to do it. Yeah. With a fork that's inside. Anyway, listen, we are out and about today. We've been let out of the studio and we're live today coming from Shine, from their Dublin Centre here in Belvedere Court. They've been supporting people affected by mental ill health over the last 40 years. And of course, it's not just Dublin, it's all around the country. And you'll find, what's the best way to kind of access you guys? Is it on, like, if you're, we're looking for one of the centres around the country, just Google us or on Facebook or
website.
Shine.ie. Right, there you go. A voice in the background giving all the information. Jim, why don't you know this? Okay, research. I could have done some research, but I mean, you know.
Yeah, but we prefer to be shouted at.
Obviously.
So that's the way it is.
Yeah.
It's like we're much more comfortable with the shouting.
Obviously, you've never heard this show before. Anyway, so that's where we are. But 087-188-0008 as always, if you want to give us a quick shout on the WhatsApp.
Yeah, now times are hard, right? You know, it's hard to get a few quid these days. I think you'll agree. And if there's a, you know, you're always, people are looking for new ways, especially when you think of rent in Dublin and everything.
Yeah.
It's mental trying to save up the cash and make the cash and all of that. So there's a new way of making a few quid for somebody out there. So you can sell your face for 100 grand. Pretty good deal, I would have thought.
Yeah, you see, I'm not sure I'm in the 100 grand level.
Why? Well, it's about, this is, you might be. So what's happening is, there's this new tech firm.
I suppose it depends on what sort of, like, if you need a blank face.
Well, they might need a fairly blank face.
I could be in with a shell
here.
I'd say
a blank plane, as close to a
there's very little on my face. There's not even hair to get in the way.
I think both of us can say we've very neutral sort of heads on.
Referred to us as the, was it the vanilla? No, not the vanilla. Emulsion.
The emulsion
The emulsion of humanity.
Our faces were the emulsion of humanity. You know, it's very inoffensive, but very unremarkable at the same time.
Yeah.
It looks clean. You know, it looks clean. Not a lot to say for other than, don't put it outdoors. You know, it'll run. So that's us, we're the emulsion of faces. So maybe it's not for us, but it's an unnamed robotics firm.
Right.
And they want your face. They're trying to buy somebody's face for £100,000 sterling. They're doing it in. So I have a feeling it's obviously a British firm.
Right.
Now the deal is they're making these. They need a kind and friendly face. That's what they need, because it's for virtual friends. They're building these robots that will be virtual friends for elderly people. That's what they need, right? So they're building these robots, and they need a face for these robots. So you'll have to sell the rights to your own face. They'll give the face to the robot. And then your face will essentially be the one that will be out there. And it's a 100 grand deal. I think it's not a bad deal. I can see no downside to this.
It'd be like loads of clones of you being nice to elderly people.
Yeah, although you won't have arms and legs. You know the way. Have you seen these machines? They sort of look like they're on little tank runners and stuff, but they have human faces on them. And they'd be able to... Have you seen them?
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah.
Would that not freak somebody out?
Well, if it would, if it had my face on it.
If it was just a talking head.
Well, what if it was
on wheels?
Obviously, if you're a pensioner sitting there and you ask for a cup of tea and my face comes rolling in on tank wheels, you'd be there going, gee, kill it with fire! Well, they just think someone was burgling the house.
To be fair, that's actually better, because otherwise it just ends up sounding a bit, like, if it did have a body and everything, it just ends up sounding like a platonic sex doll.
No, it's not a good thing. You know, Mike would have a very good face for this, I think. Mike has a sort of friendly, neutral head.
Yeah.
I think he'd be very good. You know, he'd make a great virtual friend for the elderly.
Yeah, yeah. There you go, Mike. You can use that on your CV if you like. You've got a neutral head. Yeah, you should put that on your profile.
A virtually very friendly looking
neutral head. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Would you sell your face for 100 grand is the question.
Absolutely. Who wouldn't?
Why would you not? Me?
Yeah.
I'd sell it for 100 quid. You could do whatever you wanted with it.
You mean your actual face, not just an image of it.
Yeah, just give me a new one.
Like you could draw things on it and all that.
But they're saying it's like, you know, the new thing is it's such a breach on someone's privacy and all of that, because you would be walking around seeing your own face in shop windows and, you know, you would see robots. Like, you'd be calling around to your granny and your granny be asking, thinking you.
Is it you?
Yeah. You wonder what.
Is that you now, PJ?
Where'd you get the legs from? You know, it's a bit weird. It is a weird thing. So yeah. It puts you into a weird state of existence after it. Yeah. But I don't see.
So does that mean that all those other things, you know, those bold things and all that, does that mean they're all modelled on real people then as well?
I don't have a clue. I don't know anything.
Don't
about
pretend
that.
You don't have a clue.
I don't have a clue. Last I heard, they were all based on Magic Mike. So I don't, yeah. So oh, I don't know.
God, it's very tempting though. 100 grand.
100 grand. It'd be better. You'd want a deal per sale. That's what I'd be pushing for.
Yeah.
Okay, you can have my head, but I want a tenner off every robot sold worldwide.
Yeah.
Although I'd probably...
I wonder, is there... Is robots a, would sell you say there's a sort of grand. A... There's a pricing structure. So like, you know, 100 grand top end... If you have the type of face that people, you know,
oh,
everywhere.
Yeah. So if you
and then
George
and
Clooney,
then there's us.
For example, yeah. And then you get, yes, we'd be the starter kit.
Yeah. So it's like we'd be the bargain basement. The sort of, yeah. We'd be the basket where things don't match.
Basically, you'd be the
hallow. And if you can find a pair that match, you can have them.
You can have them two for one. Two for one. The Halloween robots are down the bottom. They're good for nothing except letting off bangers outside your house.
Yeah, you only roll them out when you want to keep children away from the door.
Oh, God.
Right, that's it there. That's our future sorted.
It'd be amazing if your face, if it was so unpopular, like they put it on one of these robots and you called up to see your granny and she had one, but she put a balaclava on it so it didn't look so bad.
Yeah, imagine that. If your face was on it and somebody actually bought one as a companion and then went, oh, no. Draped a tablecloth over it or something.
Put a fake. Yeah,
I don't like when it looks at me.
Just drew mustache and glasses on it.
Right, that's the end of our face selling expedition.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever going to be for us.
Oh, not really. Anyway, listen, 087-188-0008 live today from Shine here in Dublin, Belvedere Court here in Dublin, celebrating their 40th birthday today. If you want to give us a shout, 087-188-0008 here at Classic Hits. Stevie Wonder, part-time lover here at Classic Hits, live today from Shine here in Dublin in Belvedere Court, supporting people affected by mental ill health over the last 40 years. Their birthday today, and I have to say, they've put on a fantastic spread for us. PJ's about 8 sausage rolls in, I'd say.
Don't forget the little Danish.
And he's had a Danish.
With the little berry stuff in it.
I mean,
lovely.
He has, so far, we've managed to stop him opening the Haribo and
yeah,
the Heroes
well,
and
yeah.
stuff, but... I don't know how long that's going to last.
It's outrageous.
Outrageous.
Yeah. The rules these people have.
What do you mean it's not a healthy breakfast food?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
By the way, just a quick reminder in case you missed it earlier on, we've told you what our Winterfest song is. It is Go West and Call Me, okay? Go West and Call Me. That's what you're listening for. When you hear it, win. And your details to 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. And we have that amazing VIP package that Damien Farley is going to be handing out later on tonight.
Absolutely. Yeah, Damien's the man, so you know what to do. Get in there like Jim is saying. And as soon as you hear it, again... I'm baffled by this one.
Well, you do know the song, though, don't you? Well, no, I know the fact that you thought it was Spandau Ballet is a...
Yeah, exactly. This whole week, it's... I don't know.
How can you not know?
None of these songs are unfamiliar to me, except for the ones that we've been using for the competition.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
That's bizarre.
Well, it's not really that bizarre. It's just obviously I'm not paying attention, but it's working.
I suppose there is always that. Yeah. Anyway, 7:22 here at Classic Hits. There you go, Lionel Richie and My Destiny here at Classic Hits. Out and about today, we're celebrating the 40th birthday, 40th anniversary. Birthday sounds better, doesn't it?
Does, yeah.
Yeah, much better than anniversary.
Birthday, yeah, definitely, yeah.
Of Shine, of course, here on Belvedere Court in Dublin. They're celebrating 40 years, supporting individuals and families affected by mental ill health in their recovery. And actually, we'll be chatting to, I think it's Trish who we're going to have a chat with just after 8 o'clock, who'll give us all the proper details. But it's a whole sort of range of kind of different groups and schemes. It's through individual group recovery focus work. There's training and education. There's family peer support and counselling. It's a whole load of things that Trish will tell us about. But if you want to check it out for yourself, shine.ie, okay, is the website. And that's where we are today in the Dublin branch, if you like, because as PJ's newfound fact will tell you...
23 of the 26 counties catered for,
thank
right
you. Thank so you, thank you indeed. And by the way, in case you're wondering why we didn't give a mention to the hit bit, right, we're actually going to play here in-house in the
centre. And I've never seen so much wine, didn't
oh. I tell you, the work that's going into it here behind the scenes is incredible.
It's bizarre.
There's people going under fake names and everything.
I don't want to. One of the sentences we heard was, what if I win? I don't want anybody knowing I have some money. Unbelievable stuff. So
oh, I tell you,
the
there's
background.
People going incognito. The amount of work, I've never seen the hit bit generate so much interest. It's
probably,
incredible.
Yeah, somebody's changed their guess about 8 times. This is what you have to do with Mike on the phone normally.
Anyway, so that is on the way, but we are going to play here in-house. In the meantime.
In the meantime, so they've done this survey of the day thing that we would normally do. It's the time for that, and the third, I question this deeply.
Right,
I absolutely. This sounds like some sort of sexism to me, Jim. Because apparently men are more likely than women to sabotage and get up to dirty tricks in the workplace.
Never.
I couldn't believe it. Not in a million years. Outrageous, yeah. So they, well, like they say, men, if it comes to getting a bonus or promotion or to make a few extra quid and all of that, men are more than happy to make their colleagues look worse or sabotage their work, given the chance, right? So this competition was found out. They found it to bring unethical behaviour in both sexes, right? So if you have...
Now, so this... Just, sorry, I can clarify. This is the... Survey of the day. Andy Bad News hasn't been talking to you about any of the trips into his office I made or anything like that.
No, it's just every time I go into his office, he goes, yeah, Jim already said that about you. I go, damn it! I keep trying to get there before, but I miss it.
So the idea is basically that if somebody's going to rat you out or try and get one over on you, it's more likely to be a male colleague than a female colleague.
Yeah, so what happens is they did this experiment, right?
Right.
Where they got people into a room and they said the first findings are competition. When competition comes into it in the workplace, regardless,
right,
both genders, both sexes, very much more likely to get up to skullduggery, right?
Okay.
So if there's no competition in it, if everyone's just walking away doing their thing, there's no chance
you're
of
grand.
You're grand, right? So think of, say, the civil service, much less likely, right? You know what I mean? So then you get, like, you get us yo-yos in that.
I love that. I love that. That slightly passive-aggressive thing.
Yeah.
Like, say, oh, I don't know. Like the civil service.
Yeah, yeah.
Where nobody really cares about what they're doing.
People who have pensions and all. And then you get yo-yos like us, right?
Yeah.
This is where we're the skullduggerers of us lot. We're the dirty lot, right? In the private sector. And it's much more likely to be competitive. But then, so they did this competition thing, right? So they set up this thing and it was done with numbers. It was a sequence of numbers. Essentially like Sudoku.
Oh, you're a famous one, yeah.
Right? And they let men and women play it. Now, the results came out, as you would expect, 50-50.
Yeah.
Women and men equally as good at the same job.
Yeah.
But then when they said, if we can take some of your points... will lower the other person's points more than yours. And most of the men said, yeah, go on, shag them. So the women were much less likely to do a dirty trick than the fellas were likely to do a dirty trick.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know if I believe it.
Although
I suppose if they did the survey, you have to believe it. But I mean...
But then I guess this is why I like male sport better than women's sport. Because I know they're all on juice.
In fairness, you do have a very liberal approach to cheating.
You're watching performances that just aren't real, you know. You're watching people do superhuman things.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And then you look at the women's sport and you think, they're playing very fair. It's like when you watch women's football, you don't get to enjoy the shouting and screaming as much because they don't dive.
Yeah.
You know, not the same levels.
And there's not all the sneaky fouls of pulling shirts and all that sort of stuff.
Like,
yeah.
Elbowing a lad in the head and turning around for a reference like claiming he bit your face or he bit your arm.
That referee. He was trying to take a lump out of me.
Yeah. There's no skullduggery. I like a bit of skullduggery. I do. You know, I won't say I don't think there's anything wrong with skullduggery. Of course there is, but there can be great entertainment.
It's a terrible thing, isn't it, to think that they would, like, you know, you'd say to a female colleague, now, you know, do you want to say, like, is there anything really that we should know about Tom over there? He's a great colleague. I've known him a lot of years, and we're equal.
Never seen him do anything wrong.
And then you go to Tom, and he's like,
"What do you think about Ashlinger?" I go, "Well, I've never seen him do anything wrong, but to be honest, here's what I heard, right."
You didn't hear it from me, right?
Yeah. Ring me, mate Eddie, and ask her about our last job. Right? Did she sack? Was she sacked? Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Look, I'm not saying that she. That she likes a liquid lunch rat, but you know, I mean, just look. Just leave it there.
Smell smelling naggins off when she came in this morning. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, we're a horrible bunch.
We are horrible.
We're a horrible bunch.
Yes.
Shocking.
Hopefully,
carry on.
We don't do any of those things.
No. We are completely clean and exonerated.
If one of us goes, the other one will out the door. That's why.
Anyway, listen, we're out and about today. We are live from Shine right up until 10 o'clock this morning. If you want to get in touch, you still can, of course. Loads on the way. 087-188-0008.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with the National Card Center. If it's carding you want, then you're on the right track. See nationalcardcenter.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it? Hit Bit.
Hit Bit.
yeah. It's great when you do it live as well. Yeah. It's not often you get enough of an audience for that.
I think this is the pressure Mike feels doing it in front of us every day. You know,
exactly.
Like he gets, you know when he wobbles when he has to sing out one of his puns?
I think this
is close. Oh, you're a wobbler.
A magic
you're
Mike a wobble, wobbler. I tell you. Right, well, listen, we are going to do it, but we are doing it obviously in-house as opposed to on the phone the way we normally do it.
And we have 940 quid to give away. So no phones today. So that means it is over to Magic Mike who's going to do the hit bit.
Right.
Good morning.
No wobbling.
Good morning. No wobbling now. No wobbly puns.
Okay, we have Carolyn first. Good morning to you, Carolyn.
Good morning. How's it going?
Not too bad. Up very early this morning. How are you feeling?
Absolutely. I'm okay now. A few coffees. I'm doing all right.
Fantastic. Okay, and your guess for the hit bit for 940 quid this morning is?
I'm going to guess Phil Collins In the Air Tonight.
Now, can we just say before you give the answer, this is the most unbelievably overthought hit bit we've ever had. You've changed your mind like about 10 times.
I have changed my mind about 10 times.
Yeah.
There was originally a Spandau Ballet in there, wasn't there?
There was.
A lot of work's
gone
into this.
Down the decades, everywhere.
I don't know if there's a snare drum in Spandau Ballet.
Look at that.
Right, so Phil Collins In the Air Tonight, Michael.
Is it right? Is it wrong for 940 quid? Can we have a drum roll, please?
Oh my God.
It's wrong.
Sorry, in fairness, he didn't wobble.
At least he committed to the drum.
Okay, right. Next up, we have Barbara. Morning, Barbara.
Good morning. How are you doing?
You've also put a lot of thought into this, yes?
I've been bullied into it.
It is
so
true.
You haven't gone through quite as many options then?
No, I absolutely haven't.
Mind you, the good news is Barbara has a great night's sleep.
I did.
Right, so Barbara, what is your guess for 940 quid, please?
We Will Rock You by Queen.
Right.
Oh, classic.
Right, great song. Classic. Right song. What do you reckon?
Barbara, unfortunately, another one bites the dust. And another one bites the dust.
That was like some weird traditional Irish version of that song.
The Sean Nose version of Queen.
Oh my God. Oh, yes. Right, so there you go. There's a couple you can scratch off your list. Not Phil Collins In the Air Tonight. Not Queen, We Will Rock You. It's actually Enda Murphy who's in for Damien Farrelly later on, so he'll give you a chance to play 20 to 5.
Yeah, so 20 to 5 with Enda Murphy. You know what Enda Murphy's going to say about all this?
Weren't they ridiculous?
So I'm going with him 20 to 5. Still be 940 quid for you.
Right, absolutely. On the way after 8 o'clock, we're going to have a chat with Trish, I think it is. Mike, isn't it, going to be chatting to us?
Trish is going to have a chat, yeah.
About all the great stuff that Shine do as we celebrate their 40th anniversary. There you go. Dance to the beat of the rhythm of the night. DeBarge, well done. I was admiring your little jiggery poker. I don't know if that's quite dancing to the beat of the rhythm of the night.
It's all going on behind the microphones today. Normally, but we've been slapping each other's hands and everything. It's not very often I get to touch buttons on this show. I've got the screen today.
Yeah.
So when Jim was crossing over, there was a bit of slapping hands.
Yeah.
It's like
a bit of a shame because you can't use any of the buttons.
It doesn't matter. I'm in my control, thank you very much. If you want a button pressed, you point to it and ask me to do it.
We're out and about today. We've been let out of the studio and we're here at Shine in Dublin. Shine, of course, the Dublin branch that we're in, they're all over the country. In fact, look, I tell you what, I'm not going to tell you any more about it because I actually have somebody here who knows what they're talking about.
An expert, we have.
It makes a bit of a difference rather than me and PJ just trying to bluff it the whole time.
No, but
Tricia McKeever's with us. She's team leader of resource and counselling services here at Shine. Tricia, thank you.
Oh, guys, thank you.
For lots
so
of reasons.
For
thanks for inviting us.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks for
having
the delicious food.
You're very welcome. Thank you for coming. It's been great this morning,
Gabby. So tell us what it's all about. Okay, 40th birthday. And so what's Shine all about? Because to be fair, I think even you'd admit that kind of it's one of those, I think you referred to it earlier on as almost like a secret society.
Yeah.
It's been doing great work for 40 years.
Yeah, Shine's all about the people we work with and work for. I suppose we were initially set up by family members who were affected and had people who were affected by mental ill health. And from there, it's just grown and grown and grown. Started in Dublin originally, and now we're throughout the country, really. We have resource centres, we have regional services, we have counselling services. And really, it's about providing recovery, information and supports, and just being there for people when they need us, both family members.
And you're saying it's not just for people who have mental ill health, it's for the families and everything as well. So it's basically for anyone involved, is it?
Yeah. So we've really stayed true to how we were originally set up. We really very much focus on everyone who's affected. So that includes family members, supporters, partners, friends, and the individual themselves.
Yeah, and that's the message really to get out there as well, isn't it? Because you were saying earlier on that like a lot of people, as much as the whole kind of mental health awareness thing has improved a little bit over the last couple of years. There's still about getting that message out there, getting over stigmas, all that sort of stuff. It's still really important, that.
Massively so. I mean, part of our organisation, we have Sea Change, who does do a lot of work about combating stigma and combating discrimination. But it's still there, it can still be felt. And really, what we're trying to say to people is, we all have mental health, we all need to talk about it, we all need to reach out. And sometimes support services can be an option for people. Sometimes it's family members, sometimes it's friends. So we really do, I suppose, support people to look at a mix of supports that will help
and
them.
And it's actually done in quite, kind of listening to you guys chat earlier on, it's kind of done in, there's a lot of fun elements to it as well. All the groups, you're saying there's kind of like, there's film groups and there's somebody, there's a crochet group on the go, isn't there?
Crochet, yeah, it's
which
all
is like,
on.
In, we're intrigued by, PJ is a very, very good crocheter, you know.
Yeah. I'll do you a great table I spread
tell you,
now
that man, nobody does a doily like PJ.
So yeah,
but
we
no,
do.
It is a sort of, there is an that like you
that
sometimes people
yeah,
sometimes people can generate this image in their head that something is very serious and very dark and all that sort of stuff, and it's not that at all.
No, we've a real mix. Like I said, it's the people who come into our service really drive the service. So if somebody comes along and they start using our supports and they want to try something new, we'll very much encourage that. If we can do it within our services, we will. And we're very much informed by what people need and want, by their own words. So we do, we've various groups running. We've crochet groups, we've language groups, we've done salsa groups before. And it's been the people who use our service have brought those skills in, done them for a couple of weeks, and people have really enjoyed them. So it's always about the mix. It's not always going to be recovery focused, straight recovery focus. It'll also be, well, what do you want? What's going to help your recovery? What
right.
is it about you that you want to achieve?
Yeah.
So that's what we focus on with each individual comes through the
what's
door.
Like from your point of view in terms of getting the message out there, what's the best, if somebody kind of is listening and wants to actually make contact for whatever the reasons are, is it a kind of a drop-in thing? Can you drop by for a chat? Is it something that you really should pop onto the website first? Or?
Yeah, so if people want to go to our website, it's shine.ie, and really all our information is there. The first point of contact for people is really our information and support officers, our regional development officers who are throughout the country. They will help people link into what services we have in any given area. So we have resource centres in Cork, Waterford and Dublin, and then we have our counselling services in those places as well. And then throughout the rest of the counties, we offer training, education, support groups for family members, support groups for individuals, and we just go from there with every individual, what they want, what they need. And you know,
and you've heard it all at this stage.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
No one's going to ring up and shock you, no matter what's going on there, right? Yeah. That's it. It's important that the people realise mental ill health is completely normal. 1 in 4 people suffers from it. 1 in 5 people working with in the workplace. So it's nobody's going to shock you when they call, right?
No, I mean, we're all human. We all have experiences, and that's where we start from, going, okay, what has been your experience? What do you want? Where do you want to go? Let's go from there.
Yeah, so no matter how outrageous you think your problem is, it's not. Really.
It's not.
You're not that different, you know.
Yeah, that's it. It's trying to normalise that, isn't it? It's trying to let people know that, because it can feel very isolated, I imagine.
Yeah.
So I imagine some people come in, feel totally isolated, and then they realise there's actually a whole community here waiting for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Our peer support is probably one of the biggest things that we've really held true to, whether it's through the family groups or through the individuals. That's what really drives it. We all share our experiences within Shine, and then people feel, okay, other people are going through this or something similar, and we share tips and hints throughout the organisation how people can go through the difficult time they're going through, or look at it differently. It depends.
I'm sure if it goes really bad, you might end up with one of my doilies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, you too could be part of the PJ Gallagher crochet group. I mean, literally, that's the kind of incentives we're offering today. Yeah. Anyway, listen, Tricia, thanks so much for inviting us. Thanks so much for letting us in.
Thanks so much for having us.
Because
we
were standing at the door for ages. But anyway, listen, so shine.ie is really the best place to start. That's the kind of, if you want to get a broad overview, wherever you are in the country, that's the best place to start.
Shine.ie, if you go there, all the numbers and names and contacts are on the website, and you'll get a better understanding of all the supports that we offer throughout the country.
Brilliant. Yeah, and you're everywhere.
We're pretty much everywhere.
You come on, use your stat, PJ.
23 out of 26 counties, but servicing them all.
Beautifully delivered there, PJ Gallagher. Tricia McKeever, thanks so much. Thanks so much for chatting to us.
And can I just say a massive thank you to our fantastic staff and to all the people who use our service and have made it what it is today. We wouldn't be here without everyone who's contributed. So a massive thank you to everyone. And we look forward to seeing everyone later on in our 40th celebrations. So
yeah, great stuff. Thank you.
Just to establish, so we got invited to this bit, but we didn't get the party.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pennies Mr. Penny's just dropping now.
No doilies for any of you.
Tricia, great talking to you. Thanks a million. Shine.ie if you want to check it out for yourself. And of course, if you want to give us a shout this morning, we're here till 10 o'clock this morning, live from Shine as we celebrate their 40th birthday today. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. Baby, I Love Your Way, Big Mountain here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you live today from Shine here in Dublin, supporting people affected by mental ill health over the last 40 years. It's their 40th birthday today. Apparently, there's a big party later on, so we've just found out.
She let the bomb drop there when she said there's a big party.
And you could, if you'd have known, you could have knocked up a doily or two, couldn't you?
I tell you, I'd have knocked out a super-sized double-decker doily.
You could have done an entire tablecloth, PJ.
Yeah, I tell you.
Shocking, carry on.
Would have worked all night. Now.
Absolutely. Anyway, listen, just a quick reminder, by the way, as well, in case you're listening out for our Winterfest song, our Forever Young Winterfest song. It is Call Me From Go West, okay? Call Me From Go West. Only when you hear that, that's your opportunity to get on the WhatsApp 087-188-0008. Win and your own details. And it's actually Enda Murphy who's sitting in for Damien Farrelly. He'll be the one doing the winning call tonight.
Enda,
so you get to speak to the voice of a thousand souls.
You're the winner.
Yeah.
Welcome to Go West.
Yeah, so he's doing all of that.
He's mad. It's like, if Enda phoned you, like, oh my God, I've got God on the phone.
Yeah, either that or you'd call the guards.
Absolutely.
Don't be calling me again.
You dirty animal, yeah.
No, I'm just ringing to tell you that you're number one.
Yeah.
You're the winner.
You are a winner.
I don't know, there's some dirty elf on the phone there talking to me about winning something. I don't know what it is.
Oh God, we're never going to be allowed back into the actual studio after today.
Anyway, the voice of a thousand souls himself, Enda Murphy filling in for Damien Farrelly later on, so he'll be making that winning call. So Call Me From Go West, that's the song you're listening for. When you hear it, that's your opportunity to get into the cracking VIP package.
It's unbelievable, you get treated better than the bands. That's the thing, like the headline act is going to be raging when they see the treatment you're getting if you win it.
Right, so that's on the way at some stage, and of course their breakfast table quiz still to come. 8:22 here at Classic Hits. There it is, Call Me From Go West. A very special song because it's our Winterfest song, our Forever Young Winterfest song. 6th and 7th of December at the INEC Arena in Killarney, of course, is when the gig is taking place. Absolutely incredible lineup. Tickets on sale for it at the moment, but we have this amazing VIP package that's going to be handed out a bit later on. Enda Murphy actually making the winning phone call later this evening. But a qualifier to go in, do we know who it is, PJ?
Frida Harris in County Cork is who it is. So well done, Frida. You are our last qualifier in. So keep your fingers crossed that you get treated like a star for Winterfest.
Absolutely. And Mike, are there more qualifiers now before Enda makes the call?
That should be it for qualifiers.
Oh, that's the nicest way of saying I don't know.
Yeah.
There's a man who's not really sure.
Just waiting on a text from Andy Bad News as we speak. Wait for it.
It's definitely our last one though, anyways. That's the last one from this show that's going in. Right?
Yeah. Now, so well done to Frida, right? You're in there for sure. Now, the reason that Magic Mike is so eager to get on the microphone is because this is a moment that's been dreaded for many weeks.
We couldn't wait for this to come around.
I was talking about myself.
Oh, who cares about your feelings?
Oh, isn't that true? Because as you know, many, many moons ago, it feels like ages ago, it feels like years ago at this stage, we were out in sports, I forgot what it's blooming called now, sports place.
Yeah, yeah. The sports place. Oh my God.
Oh,
I've lost my mind as well as you guys.
We were in
the sports place.
Sandyford.
It
was Sandyford in the sports place. Oh my God. Can someone please help us?
Oh my God. You know what happened was? We got so looking
skill
forward.
Skill zone.
Skill zone.
Thank you, English John. Doing his forfeit that we actually forgot how we got here in the first place.
Absolutely. So anyway, and unfortunately I lost on that particular occasion.
Oh,
so
it was glorious.
Had a forfeit to fulfill. And it's happening this weekend because, of course, apart from the big rugby game tomorrow morning, the other big match over the weekend is the clash between United and Liverpool at Old Trafford on Sunday afternoon, where my forfeit is to, despite having been a lifelong United fan, I've got to wear a Liverpool jersey in my local boozer while the match is on. So basically just open myself to consistent ridicule and abuse over and above what I normally get when I'm in my own home.
Just make sure you get it all on camera for us, right?
Yeah, record absolutely. It all. So it has to be filmed, it has to be photographed, it has to be all that sort of stuff. And I tell you, I had accessed a Liverpool jersey, obviously, to wear as part of this forfeit. But that wasn't good enough for the boys.
No.
So Mike had to go and access something that, to be honest with you, and I'm speaking to you Liverpool fans, even you Liverpool fans, as proud as you might be of your club, of your heritage, if you saw this jersey which in fact you'll be able to see because Aisling is filming this as we speak, so this will be up.
Absolutely awful.
I mean, Liverpool fans would be embarrassed by that. They wouldn't even want me wearing that.
As much as I do not like Liverpool, I do think they're a very well turned out team. You know what I mean?
Where did you get it, Mike?
It possibly is the worst jersey I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I got it from Derek off the football team that I play with, right?
Derek, I hope you have a terrible life.
Yeah. He's a diehard Liverpool fan, so he was delighted to give this.
Yeah, so it's get rid of it is what you mean.
Apparently it's a 2005 jersey, right? And it has Kings of Europe at Liverpool FC.
That's not the worst bit.
It emblazoned across the front. It's not a small print, it's emblazoned.
There's a load of Liverpool fans out there who, when we give the name on the back, are going to go, who did he play for us? What was that?
Barros, number 5.
Barros
on the back.
How embarrassing for Jim in the local pub.
Well, I mean, in fairness to my local Liverpool supporters, I may have to use a different jersey.
But you can't do that. He's an awful man.
Give us a look. Give us it.
Stick it on.
Are you going to stick it on, Jim?
Go on.
Right, we need to do it. Put it on. Stick it on. Stick it on.
What if it doesn't fit, Mike?
It doesn't matter.
Even better.
Put it on.
Even better. Hopefully it looks like a Liverpool brassiere on him. Oh, unfortunately it fits fine.
He has it on.
Oh my
god.
Look at this.
Do you know what? It's a nice fit actually, Jim.
It looks
what
like
what does that to mean?
It looks like a huge 5-year-old in Liverpool pajamas.
I mean, the front's not too bad, but look at that.
Oh my god, I can't excuse that.
At least when you wore the Kerry jersey, at least it was a proper, actual, genuine, bona fide Kerry jersey of the time.
Signed by Tomás O'Shea and not remembered by some lad who's Barros? Yeah, whatever.
I know, there's Liverpool fans going, are you sure he played for us? Right, this Sunday, God almighty. I mean, I don't know which is worse, actually.
So what kind of reaction do you think you're going to get? Like, what's the normal vibe in the pub?
Well,
they're all Liverpool fellas anyway.
There's a lot of Liverpool fans, there's a lot of Liverpool fans. But to be honest with you, if they saw this, I don't know.
They may even abuse you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't think there's any good outcome from this. I think you get stick from the United fans and stick from the Liverpool fans for being an embarrassment to both.
It's brilliant, It's actually tremendous that you've managed to pull off the most horrendous look for both sides.
As PJ takes a sneaky picture, just for the record.
I never want to forget this moment as long as I live. This is my finest hour. Everything I had to go through in the Kerry jersey, we get to see Jim.
Right. Proof will be provided, of course, on Sunday afternoon, just before kickoff. Oh my god, I've just gotten all weird in the stomach now. The prospect of it.
Oh, it's wonderful.
It's horrific.
You look like a...
Knock all these forfeits on the head in future? Can we just
no,
forget
please.
About all these
if
forfeits?
If it ends like him dressed like a Boris Lasagna, I'm all for it.
Right, breakfast table quiz on the way. We are live this morning from Shine, from their Dublin centre here in Belvedere Court. And to be honest with you, I think I might be in need of the services very shortly. But anyway, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next goal gets the ball. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Right, yes indeed, it is the Breakfast Table Quiz live this morning, of course, from Shine here in Dublin. You can check it out on shine.ie. We're here to help them celebrate their 40th birthday today. And about to take on the Breakfast Table Quiz, Paul McDonough currently in the lead with a score of 9. The chance, of course, to win a fabulous break to any of the So Hotel Group hotels. We've got a 2-night family break, dinner on one of those evenings, and full access to the leisure facilities as well. As I say, your choice of location, all of this celebrating the fact that the Castle Oaks House Hotel and Estate have just joined the So Hotel Group. You can find out the full listing of exactly how many there are and where they are and all that sort of stuff on their website, sohotels.ie or So Hotels Ireland on Facebook. Right, Michael, who's going to play? Switch yourself
whoa,
on there.
Wait a second. There we got you.
Right, lads, we have Dolores Kavanagh. Morning to you, Dolores.
Hi, how are you doing?
A very nervous. Yeah. It's a very nervous, the most nervous quizzer we've had in a while.
I was very confident earlier on.
Yeah.
But
She overthought it.
Stage fright.
Just overanalyzing it. I feel sick. Anyway, we'll be grand.
You'll be fine.
Because the other thing is, we should let everybody else know, right, that despite the fact that Dolores is the one taking part, feel free to help her out, okay?
Please do.
Yeah, it's not
help
called,
is a good thing.
It's not called cheating, it's called collaboration, yeah. Right? We're all into it, so it's
exactly.
Grand.
Right, so the idea, Dolores, is 60 seconds, okay, to get as many as you ride as you can. Literally, if you can just get 10, if you can get 10...
Don't put pressure
the
on me.
...the prize is yours. And you've got help from Carolyn as well.
Yeah, come on, Carolyn.
Right. Yeah. Well, you didn't get a lot of moral support there when you asked.
She turned away, but that's
right. But anyway, right, are we ready, PJ?
We are ready, yeah.
Okay, English John, in your own time.
What two-word term is used to say goodbye in French?
Au revoir.
A goatee is a what type of facial feature?
A beard.
Which British TV presenter had a documentary called Weird Weekends, the series?
Don't know.
Louis Theroux, what name is given to a male rabbit?
A book.
Yeah, what was the surname of Kevin, the character in The Wonder Years?
I don't know.
Arnold, pass. Which word describes the fastest pace of a horse?
Gallop.
Michael Crichton wrote Jurassic what?
Park.
The word pooch refers to what common pet?
A dog.
Sao Paulo is the largest city in what country?
Brazil.
The famous English champion Red Rum was what type of animal?
A horse.
A boot, a car, a dog, an iron and a top hat are on what board game?
Okay. Monopoly.
Yeah, trousers that flare from the knee are commonly known as bell what?
Bottoms.
What children's TV show features Tinky Winky and Po?
Teletubbies.
In what Scandinavian country is the city of Gothenburg?
Sweden.
Yeah, Robin Williams starred in the US sitcom Mork and What?
Mindy.
The city Poznan is in what country?
Poland.
How many sides does a parallelogram have?
Two.
Four.
I wouldn't worry about it because it sounded good enough to me. So remember, all we're looking for is 10. All we're looking for is 10. What did we get? We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Blew it out of the water.
Look at that.
Out of the water.
Thanks for all the help.
Loads to spare you had. Loads to spare.
On your own. They were useless. They helped you with only two at the end. You were brilliant on your own.
Dolores Cavanagh, you're off for a fabulous weekend. Family break for two to any of the Soho hotels. You'll be able to enjoy that. You can check them out on their website and decide where you fancy heading off to.
Okay, that's brilliant. I don't know yet. So thanks a million. That's brilliant.
Well, I hope you were glad you were mortified.
I am, yeah. Thanks a million.